Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Labor Day 38. It's the 38th annual Labor Day sale from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming this Thursday, Friday, September 14th and 15th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 50,000 head, including 8,000 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 16,600 weaned calves, 14,800 calves on cows, and 3,600 bred stock. We'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time with the auction, Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30. If you'd like to get more information about a particular lot, check out the videos of the calves that'll be selling. You can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, call for information at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Labor Day 2017 sale coming the 14th, 15th of September. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Cattle markets generally stronger today on the feeder cattle, especially. We were anywhere from $50 to $1.07 higher on the feeder cattle. We've reached the highest levels in the past month or so, and going back toward the contract highs set back in July, or the most recent highs in July anyway, and really pretty close to the contract highs set back in May. If you look at the October feeder cattle, the contract high back in May was about 159.82. We're about 150 even right now, or 149.50. So about $10 away on the October, but we're well on the way after being above the moving average, and now we've got people covering shorts, and then long traders or index traders adding to their longs on this strength. Live cattle, on the other hand, were pretty much steady here on the first 3 months. The April were up 52, and the June up 87 cents. October traded at 107.20. Looks like there's some 105 cash trade to finish out last week, but we've been pretty much strong since then on the cattle. Box beef at midday was disappointing, down 64 cents on choice at 191.24. Select down 22 at 189.75. And the next real big reports there on the cattle futures will be the cold storage and cattle on feed report, both September 22nd, about 11 days from today.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were weaker for the most part, with wheat down about 6 in Kansas City, 3.5 to 4 cents lower in the Chicago wheat, soybeans 1 to 2 lower, and then corn steady to a penny higher. The trade's really watching tomorrow's USDA monthly supply and demand estimates. Will give us the September 1st supply and demand, and also cotton will be on that. So corn yield is expected to be 168.2. Bushels per acre, and that puts total production at 14.03. Now, last month in August, the USDA said 169.5, so a little bit more than one bushel an acre less than what they said last month, and about a little over 100 million bushels less than last month, all due to the change in the yield. Soybean production is estimated to yield 48.8 bushels per acre, last month 49.4. The ending stocks for corn, relative to last month, are expected to be slightly lower, 2.358 billion bushels. Soybeans, 365 million bushels, also slightly less. That's old crop. New crop, wheat, 920 million bushels. Corn, 2.17 billion, slightly lower. And then soybeans, 444. So lower across the board expected for the 17-18 crop year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.